one of the favorites, I'll tell you, look back on 2019. This may be the best story of 2019. It very well may be the best story. Maurice Dubon is with us. And Mauricio, I'm going to call you Mauricio. I've got to get it straight. You've come by here before. You've seen our show. Now you're on our show. How about that, Mauricio?
Yeah, I got here at the city early on, and I was walking around here, and then I saw the radio show and everything. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. There's a radio show right there. It's crazy now that I'm in here. So,
I mean, you know, I think one of the biggest stories about you is you kind of grew up a Giants fan, and obviously you said you walked by and you saw this show going on. That must be pretty surreal for you, right?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy still, like, going into the clubhouse and seeing all the Giants stuff, the black and orange, and then, you know, seeing the Oracle Park and just walking in as a player. And it's really crazy.
You know what's funny, man? It's like you, I grew up a Giants fan, and as a fan, like you – you start to have distaste for certain players, or like you start to think about guys on other teams and franchises that you're like, man, I can't stand the Braves or I can't stand the Dodgers. This one, you get into Dodger Stadium, you're playing now in front of Dodger fans, teams that you've been rooting against. What's that feel like, man?
Oh, it was extra special because I, you know, the rivalry and everything. And then, you tear up a gear more when you start playing against those guys like that. Like, you guys don't, it's not that you don't like, but you know, you just, you know, Giants and Dodgers. Yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry, so you get that extra gear.
And I saw your tweet about Rennell, and you were saying one of the things you were looking forward to the most was hearing her say your name on the PA system.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like for you?
Oh, yeah.
Hearing your walk-up music, hearing Rennell's voice?
That's the first thing I told my host that. I told him, that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most, just being able to listen to her say my name, because since I come to the ballpark, I always listen. I'm like, man, she got a cool voice and everything. So now it's she's doing all that stuff and everything. It like I said, it's surreal.
So did you come to any games during the 10, 12, 14, the big run to the World?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was your favorite?
So I was here when they made the run against the Padres in 10.
Okay.
When I saw Lincecum pitch against the Padres here. I was sitting in by the Bank of America bleachers and everything. I was here on 12 when they did the whole run and everything, and then on 14 when Ishikawa hit the home run and the NLCS. I've been here for a lot of games, a lot of regular season games and everything, and then it's crazy. I'm in the feeling. I'm like, damn, I used to be sitting down right there. Then I was sitting down over there, and now I'm playing right here. So it's crazy.
I mean, Friday the 13th was just yesterday, so I was talking about like superstitions and kind of spooky stuff like that. As a player, do you have any superstitions? And then when you were watching the postseason games, were you superstitious at all? Did you wear, like, the same clothes coming to the games or anything like that?
Just like I say, next year is an even year, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, you already know about the even year magic.
Mauricio Dubon with us. Talk a little bit about your experience so far. Still pretty early in your major league career. Has anything surprised you, caught you off guard? I know now you're starting to settle in as a big leaguer, but what's been the maybe the most surprising experience so far?
The game is the same. Game doesn't change. Game's the same. Same baseball you play when you're in high school, same baseball you play when in college, same baseball you play here. Now, just the guys are bigger, stronger, and faster. That's the only thing. You just got to adjust. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, adjust to the speed of the game and everything. But baseball is the same everywhere you go. Same baseball in Honduras, same baseball in the States. It's the same thing.
All right, let's go back to Honduras a little bit. You're just a little guy. You said, I'm going to get to the big leagues. What was it about baseball that captivated you, and what was baseball like in Honduras?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people ask me, when you start playing? And the funny thing, I don't remember my first day in baseball. I just remember going to the field, since I have memory. There's pictures of me in diapers with football bats going running around and everything. So it's just everything. I mean, since I have memory, I remember just watching games. Back in Honduras, we didn't have a lot of the only thing we can saw is Baseball Tonight or like TBS, sometimes, or the Braves show and everything. And so it's just like, my baseball knowledge was not as good. So I used to read on newspapers and stuff like that. But baseball back home, it was a little, it was not as good.
Mainstream, maybe?
Yeah, it's not as mainstream, but not as supported at some soccer base back home.
Let me ask you this. Do you find yourself looking at Wainwright or looking at Kershaw, and you killed Kershaw, you know, Things, believe me, it doesn't last like that forever. But do you find yourself kind of looking at these guys just while you're on the field and saying, boy, there's Yelich or something? Well, you, of course, you played with Yelich.
It's after that I am like, oh, my goodness, that was him. At the time, I'm just going there and trying to play the game. And, I mean, they just got to throw it up the plate. And I just – it's the same – like I said, it's the same guys. They put the pen same way I do. So, but they're more accurate than a lot of the people. And then, I mean, I see all those guys, and after I'm done with my bat or after I did something, I'm like – wow, that was him. That was him.
That's what they're saying about you.
There he goes. I guess, like, walking into the clubhouse for the first time, was that intimidating for you? Because I know as I, you know, I was a Giants fan before, and when I started to do this, it was intimidating for me. And I imagine you go in and you see Crawford, somebody that you have admired for a while. Now you're throwing double plays with him. How does that feel? Who was, like, the first one to walk up and say, hey, how you doing? Welcome.
I mean, it was weird because it felt like home when I got into the clubhouse. I was not, like, intimidated. I felt welcome since the first day. I mean, everybody came and say hi. I mean, I remember I know Sandoval since I'm with the Red Sox. So he'd been taking care of me since I'm with the Red Sox. So he was the one that greeted me over there. But, I mean, all the guys been great to me. All the guys been following me, been giving me advice, slapping in my hands if I do something wrong. So it's been great. I mean, it's been great. These guys have been treating me really, really well.
We'll talk a little bit more about Honduras. In that, we know about the huge Dominican population in the major leagues, and Venezuelans and Cubans, of course. Is this an area maybe that we should be paying more attention to? Did you come up playing ball with guys that you think were as good as you, maybe better than you, on your level of talent that maybe the rest of the world is unaware of?
Oh yeah. I play with a lot of guys, and I'm like, damn, they would have been big leaguers. My brother, for example, same. He could hit better than I do. So it's stuff like that. Like, you go back if you're Latin American, and what do you rather have? A Dominican shortstop, a Honduran shortstop now. So it's kind of like that. But it's something that that scouts now need to go see over there, because there's a lot of talent over there that people don't know.
Mauricio Dubon with us. Crawford, it's fun to watch you two together because you're two shortstops really working together. What's Craw said to you, advice that Craw's given you?
He's been unreal to me. He's been, like I said, it's been unreal. Like, the way I can approach him to stuff about fielding and the way he replies to me, it's unreal. When I bobbled the ball on the double play, he came to me and said this other thing. I used to be the same. I used to try to be too quick and everything, make sure. So it's like he kind of – the same mistakes, some of the mistakes I made here, he made them before. So he kind of tells me, okay, don't do this, don't do that. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. So he's been advising me since I got here. And like I say, he's been a gold glove, an unreal defender, unreal person. And that's the reason why he won 2 World Series, 3 gold gloves, so many silver sluggers. I mean, I wish – when I'm done with my career, I have same accolades as he has.
I think you could be on the show. I think you may have another career. I think you could be with us.
Yeah.
Seriously. Very good. I love it. Yeah. Great answer. I like the Crawford answer.
I know. And I feel like when I watch you play, yes, we like your bat, obviously, but I feel like you're a very talented defender as well. You've done a lot of cool plays on the field already.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. It happens. I mean, it's part of the game. If I'm not getting hits, nobody's getting hits. If like I say, it's fun playing, taking away hits from everybody, from people, and playing with Crawford too. It's special because I know we can make a lot of things fun, double plays and everything. I mean, you can get creative with him, so it's fun.
How about playing for a manager like Bruce Bochy? We're getting out of the end of his tenure. You were a fan. You saw him with San Diego and then coming over to the
Giants.
My
mom almost passed out when he met him. So.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He's like a family hero almost.
Oh, yeah.
So what's any advice he's given you? What's the experience?
I'd say join the game, man. Enjoy the game. You're in the big leagues. Enjoy the game. And, I mean, there's a reason why he won so many games. So it's have been successful so many times. He trusts the players. And, you know, you want to go to war with a guy like that, and you run through a brick wall with a guy like that, and he gives us that and everything. And he's a, like I said, he's a very very accomplished person and manager too. So there's a reason. There's no accident that why she's so successful.
So what's the biggest surprise? Look, Sacramento won. You're a champion already. You're going to get a ring.
Yeah.
On the Rivercats, yes. Which is a big deal. They got very excited last night. But what's the biggest challenge you think that you've faced, or the best thing that's happened to you? What would you say?
Probably will be the consistent part, just coming here every day and work, have your own routine, have your routine and everything. In the minor leagues, you can get away with stuff. Yeah. Over here, you can. It's under a microscope every time. I mean, yeah. I bobbled the ball in L.A., and after the next pitch was a three-run home run. So, yeah, it's not fun. But it's just that, attention to detail. And, have your own routine and, come here ready to work.
One more thing, and I'm going to...
No, of course.
This is my last question, and we'll go around one time. But maybe the most impressive play was the one where you made the throw to third. And Woe talks about it, and everyone went crazy about it, that you had the presence of mind to see where the guy was going. And you were in right field. That was not a simple throw to third.
No. I made that play before. That's the crazy thing. I made that play before because... I mean, he got a good jump. I knew there was nobody at third, so that's why I hold it for so long. And I mean, great heads up from Longo too, getting to the bag and everything. And I just made the throw, and a little wide, he was able to put the tag on
great
and everything.
He
was there and already, so I just put myself as a runner. I'm like, I would have just kept going too. So that's why I hold it longer. Plus, I was already at close to first base. If he didn't go, I just flip the ball or belt.
I mean, I love watching minor leaguers, rookies, all that stuff. Is there anybody that's flown under the radar in terms of somebody you've played with, either at Sacramento or somewhere else, that you think, Giants fans should keep an eye on as baseball fans? Somebody who, has blown you away a little bit?
Jalen. Jalen, it's been... I saw him play in Sacramento. I mean, he was lights out. I mean, like I said, it's different, man. It's a big jump from AAA to big leagues, and... I mean, when he gets used to it, he'll be really scary. He'll be really good. I mean, the thing he was doing in Sacramento, and I mean, his minor league year this year, he had 35 home runs. I mean, you don't hit 35 by accident. So he's gonna be really good.
How about with your hitting approach? When you come up to bat, what's your idea? What's your plan? Of course, situationally, but you walk up, maybe leading off a game, batting second, there's nobody on. What's your approach in an at-bat?
Situation of the game, man. Like, sometimes I got to get on base. Sometimes, my job is to create runs. So the way I can create runs is get on base. So no matter how I get on base, put pressure on defense, hit base hit, double, triple, whatever it is, I just try to get on base, and I can get a good pitch to hit. I mean, get a good pitch to hit. These guys are good. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Yeah. So just look for some good pitch to hit and something I can drive. And then if I hit it, I can't control how it goes. So if I get caught.
Well, I think on Saturday before the end of the season, we start at about 10 o'clock. So we'll see you here at 9:30.
Can you do the show with us?
Come on. You're on, man. Yeah. You get the award for this year. Very good. Really, it's a pleasure having
Thank you
on.
We'll pay you ham sandwiches and whatever else Marty's got on his plate.
Thank
you're
you.
In.
Thank you. It's
you're
fun.
In.
It's fun, man.
But you're a good kid.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good. You
Appreciate
deserve
it.
Everything.
Yeah.
All right, Mauricio, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mauricio Dubon, joining us. Let's hear it. Very good. Story of the year.
For
more coming up.